This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, everyone. Good to be with you.
And Bridget, we got a couple of things that I want to bring people up to date on. We have been mentioning from time to time that if you shop at Kroger and if you have a Kroger card, it's a very simple procedure to register your card just one time and put Catholic Radio down as your charity. And Catholic Radio gets a percentage of everything, almost everything, that you buy in the Kroger store, no matter where you buy it, no matter when you buy it, no matter what store you shop at, it doesn't matter. And it only you only have to do it once. You can do it at our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. CatholicRadioIndy.org is our website. You'll see a Kroger logo on our website there. If you click on it, and you'll go to the Kroger website, and they're just going to ask you a couple of questions, including what charity do you want to support. And if you put in Catholic Radio Indy, it'll find it for you, and that's all there is to it. You've registered. And the reason I mention that is because for a while we were bragging about that nice check we got from them for $100. We just got another check for $215. So more people are doing it or eating more. I don't know which.
Yeah, I told my husband about that, and he said that was from our spending alone because we always like going to Kroger.
Well, I know we've got quite a number of families that are already doing that. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost us anything. And once you do it, you never, ever have to think about it again. It just happens automatically. So CatholicRadioIndy.org. Also want to slip in just a quick reminder here, our Catholic Radio annual dinner coming up on October 2nd. Archbishop Charles Thompson will be our speaker, and going to be a great evening. We're going to have live music, going to have a live auction, a silent auction, some great food, and a great talk. It'll be great, and all the money supports Catholic Radio here in Indianapolis. Not a penny of it leaves town, so if you can make it, we would love to see you. You can also sign up for that on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org. It's right on the opening page. If you go on our website, you can't even get to our website without looking at the little notice that tells you about the dinner. We want you there. So CatholicRadioIndy.org. You'll find all the details on the website or call us at 317-870-8400.
Well, today on Faith in Action, we have two guests in studio. We have Betsy Wiley. She is the president and CEO of the Institute for Quality Education. And we also have Gina Fleming, superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about quality education for all and the scholarship tax credits. So in preparing for this, I was actually confused, thinking that this might be the voucher program, but it's actually not. It's a scholarship tax credit program. So first of all, talk about what the scholarship tax credit program is, and then we can maybe circle back and talk about the voucher program and how those two work together.
Sure.
So go ahead, Betsy.
I'd be happy to. The Indiana Tax Credit Scholarship Program began in 2009. It's a program that was established in state law, and donors, individuals, and businesses can make a donation to provide scholarships to low to moderate income students who attend a private school, and in return for their donation, they receive a 50% tax credit against their state tax liability. And so this is a way to sort of stretch their philanthropic dollar and help support our low and moderate income children to get the best education they possibly can at many of our private schools around the state.
So what they actually donate to is called a scholarship granting organization, an SGO, and you are actually one of those. Is that correct?
That is correct. SGOs, or scholarship granting organizations, as you mentioned, are not-for-profits, and they must be approved by the State Department of Education. There are currently six that are operational in the state of Indiana, and we are the oldest and the largest of them. And we've been partnering here with the Indianapolis Archdiocese for several years. I think we're starting into our sixth year, and they're tremendous partners. And so it's been a wild ride.
So, Gina, now how does that? Well, maybe talk about how many schools that the Catholic schools have in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and maybe the number of students you serve and that kind of thing. Can you maybe give us an overview of that?
Absolutely. We have 68 Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. That does include our private Catholic schools as well. Of those 68, 67 of them partner with the Institute of Quality Education to afford people the opportunity for tax credit scholarships.
Okay, say that again about the numbers with how many participate in this.
67 of our 68 Catholic schools participate. There is one private Catholic school that does not.
Wow, so pretty much all of them. So there are low income to moderate income students that attend one of these schools and are able to receive a scholarship of some denomination to help them pay for school.
That's right. For the past 4 years, more than 2,200 students have benefited annually from this tax credit scholarship.
So this is not really, so these are basically donations. So people that want to support quality education for young people who do not have the means or all of the means to go to a non-public school, private school, Catholic school, are able to access this. What are there income thresholds? Because, you know, there are a lot of, you know, middle income people that go to Catholic schools and may actually be eligible, but don't realize that they can be eligible. So what are the eligibility requirements and how does someone apply
Sure.
to do this?
So the eligibility requirement is a family income-based requirement, and you are eligible if your family income is at or below 200% of the federal free and reduced price lunch program guidelines. And so those change and get updated every year. For this current school year, for the 2018-19 school year, a family of four who has a household income of roughly $92,800 would qualify.
I mean, that's a pretty high income. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people would be, you know, within those parameters to get to be eligible to access a scholarship. I'm going to interrupt myself and reintroduce you if people are just joining in right now. We're talking with Betsy Wiley. She's the president and CEO for the Institute for Quality Education, and Gina Fleming, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And we're talking about the Scholarship Tax Credit Program, but I don't know if that's the exact title. Is that pretty close?
That is.
Okay.
That's spot on.
Okay. So talk about the eligibility and how you apply, how a student or a parent would apply.
So again, the financial threshold is 200% of federal free and reduced price lunch. So for this school year, a family of four, roughly $92,800. So, you know, there's a scale, and you can see it on Archdiocese website as well as ours in terms of where that might be. But you have to first be accepted into the non-public school that you choose. And as Gina mentioned, you know, we have 67 of the 68 Indy Archdiocese schools participate in this program. And then it's a very simple application process that the schools do in conjunction with the student and the family. And the amount of the scholarship is determined, again, with the school based on the amount of resources that they've raised through the program and, of course, family need, right? And so very easy for schools and families to work with, and I think Gina can probably talk more, but the schools are great partners in trying to help families access this program and make sure that they know it's aware.
Now, does the money go to an individual student? Can you specify what student it goes to?
You can specify the school that you would like your contribution to go to, but you can't pick a child. You can't pick a specific student, but you can specify a specific school. You could divide your donation up amongst a number of schools. And you also can, which we're really excited about, you can also just choose to give to the Indiana Archdiocese, and they can use it throughout their 67 schools where there is the greatest need. And so we think that's a really exciting thing for folks to do.
Now, what's the difference between making a donation directly to the Archdiocese and making a donation through your organization or through this plan?
There are some individual donors who would prefer to give to the Archdiocese because they may not have a direct affiliation with any one given school. Others would like to see that wherever the greatest need is, the money goes and follows the students. So that would be the opportunity provided through the Archdiocesan route.
Okay, I'm going to ask a really basic question of you, Gina. What is the mission of Catholic schools? Because, you know, sometimes we get talking about these topics, but then we forget to talk about why are we even doing this?
Easily put, I would say our mission as Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis is to educate and form as many young people and families as possible through quality Catholic education that integrates faith, culture, and life as modeled by Jesus Christ.
And a lot of times when we talk about education, or we talk about Catholic education, it's a lot more than just, you can't really separate the subjects from God, the source of it all, right?
Absolutely. Everything we do, from the courses that take place to the way we design protocols and policies to the way we assign clubs and extracurriculars,
so
that
faith
would all be integrated or immersed in our faith.
Right. And other people have talked about Catholic education, that you really, it really is integral. You were talking about science, you can talk about God. You're talking about math, you can talk about God. You know, it's not just the faith formation classes per se, the religion class per se, and it, you know, it carries on to the after school, the sporting, there's prayer. It's just really,
absolutely,
really permeates or immerses the student in the life of Christ.
Absolutely. And it's not just about talking about God, but actually living as role models as we serve in Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis as well, and helping our students come to know, love, and serve Him more fully.
So now what kind of you know what? I'm going to take a quick break here. I'm just looking at the time. We'll be right back for more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
It's not too early to sign up for our Catholic Radio annual dinner. This year's dinner will be on Tuesday, October 2nd, at the Northside Knights of Columbus Hall near 71st and Keystone. Archbishop Charles C. Thompson will be our guest speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a live auction, some great food, and a chance to meet the staff and board members of Catholic Radio Indy. It'll be a great evening. Tickets are $65 per person or $450 for a table of eight. You can register online now at catholicradioindy.org. There's no charge for priests or vowed religious to attend. We'd love to have a table from every parish in the area. So go ahead, ask some friends, family members, or fellow parishioners. It's a great way to introduce them to Catholic Radio Indy. You can sign up right now at catholicradioindy.org or simply by calling us at 317-870-8400. That's 317-870-8400.
Just a reminder, Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at catholicradioindy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here in studio with my guest, Betsy Wiley. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Quality Education, and Gina Fleming, superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And we're talking about the tax credit scholarships. And I want Gina to kind of give us a little bit of a differentiation of another program that's called the Indiana Choice Scholarship or Voucher Program versus, or how it works with the tax credit scholarship. I know this is like really confusing. So Gina's going to enlighten us, right, Gina?
I will do my best. Thank you. So vouchers, as you said, are known as Indiana Choice Scholarships, and those are funded through the state of Indiana and are granted to students and their families based on income eligibility. The funds differ based on where the student lives and the eligibility level. the student and family then choose the non-public school they wish to attend. There's a process of application that goes through the local school that they choose, and they fill out the proper paperwork at that time. Similarly, paperwork is completed to show income eligibility through the tax credit scholarship. That's our tax credit scholarships are all through our partners at the Institute for Quality Education, IQE. To give you an example, last year in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, we educated 8,299 students who received vouchers and 2,222 who received tax credit scholarships. Most of our schools also offer tuition assistance at the local level as well.
So a parent can think, oh, well, there's no way I could send my child to a Catholic school, but that's not necessarily the case because you can actually put together, you might get a voucher, you might get a scholarship through the tax credit scholarship, mm-hmm. you might have additional funding or a scholarship that that individual Catholic school could give you. So those are three funding sources.
That is absolutely correct. Catholic education is more affordable and accessible today than it ever has been before.
Now, with the voucher program, that comes basically from the state government, from general tax funds, not from individual contributions at all, right?
Correct. And that goes to the student who is eligible.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about how you are eligible for the 50% tax credit as a, on the donor side of it.
Sure.
You can't just give it to the school. You need to give it to your organization.
That is correct, and that is a really key point. If you are interested in donating to the tax credit scholarship program and receiving a 50% state tax credit for your donation, you must make that donation through an SGO like IQE. So IQE is the partner, as Gina mentioned, and has been with the Indianapolis Archdiocese for a number of years. You cannot make a contribution directly to the school. What you can and still be qualified for the 50% tax credit. What you can do is when you make, and what we encourage you to do, when you make your contribution and donation to the Institute for Quality Education for the tax credit scholarship program, you can dedicate that donation to a particular school, a group of schools, or the Indianapolis Archdiocese as a whole, and then they will utilize those funds at the schools that have the greatest need at that time.
So obviously, if people want to give, they can give wherever they want, and it will still get to the student. But if they want to take advantage of the 50% tax credit for their tax purposes from the donor, then they need to go through an SGO. And tell me again the name of your the institute.
Institute for Quality Education. You can find us at IndianaTaxCreditScholarship.org is probably the easiest way to do it. You know, again, one of the things that we're really excited about is that you can donate or dedicate your donation to a specific Catholic school or to the Archdiocese as a whole. There is no limit to the amount that you can donate. So we have donations from as little as $1 and $5, you know, to we've had a corporation one time. We'd love to have them come back if they're listening because it did go to a Catholic school. Do $1 million.
Ooh, wow.
Right. So that's pretty fantastic. And then that obviously allows the schools to serve their children and those families, you know, to a much greater extent.
Is there a lot of paperwork to go through to make all of this happen, or is it a pretty simple process?
You know, it's really, really easy. If you go online, you can do it by credit card and get your points. A lot
wow.
of people like being able to get their points as well. You can also mail a check. You could do a stock gift if you want. There are some that choose to do that. Really easy, and then you will receive acknowledgement of your donation from the Institute for Quality of Education along with a tax credit number that the Department of Revenue issues, and that's what you use to fill out your tax form at the end of the year to receive your credit.
Well, I bet you have a lot of stories of families that have been impacted by these gifts and scholarships that they receive. Go ahead, Gina. You're smiling over there.
There are more stories than I can count, but I can tell you a story about a single mom who came into our school several years ago, and she had three young children. The oldest was just getting ready to enter kindergarten. She actually came to the front door of the school really just looking for some help, not seeking a school for her children. It never occurred to her that her children could actually attend a Catholic school because of their financial situation. So as the principal met with the mother and talked more about what the mother's hopes and dreams were for her children, it became very, very clear that her mother wanted the quality Catholic education that that particular school provided. And therefore, the school was able to help her just in a few steps fill out the proper paperwork. The school was able to get her first child enrolled thanks to the tax credit scholarship. And by the following year, she had two children in the school. The oldest now qualified for an Indiana voucher, Indiana Choice Scholarship, because one pathway toward that is through the tax credit scholarship. And the younger student continued to benefit from the tax credit scholarship. Within 3 years, all three children were in that same Catholic school.
And you know what's great about that is that, you know, you really want your kids to go to the same school so that, you know, if maybe one child qualified, you know, it's nice that you could really get all three of them in the same school. And, I mean, Catholic education is so wonderful because it's not just a school. It's a community. It's a faith community.
Absolutely.
It's like a family.
In this particular case, the oldest just entered freshman year. He intends to be an artist of some kind, utilizing his God-given gifts in many beautiful ways. And the middle son is very excited about looking at seminary as an option for himself following high school. So we're still interested in seeing what the youngest daughter intends to do with her many gifts. But I'll be watching that closely for sure.
Well, it's nice that you're able to, you know, they come in at a very young age, and you can see them all the way through their high school years and kind of see in real life how it impacts people's lives. And it's not just the kids, it's the parents.
That's right. And I think it's really important for folks to understand the value of that pathway that the tax credit scholarships provide for young people so that they really can have the pre-K-12 experience or K-12 experience in our Catholic schools.
Now, as far as a student or a family goes, you're not talking entirely about new students coming to a Catholic school as a new student, but there could be a family who's been really, really, really struggling to pay the tuition all the way along, who could use a little bit of help. Is that something they can kind of step up and say, gee, I could use a little bit of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, as Gina pointed out, the only requirement is the financial guidelines. And so, again, if the family meets the qualification of a household income of 200% of federal free and reduced price lunch, they qualify for participation in the tax credit scholarship program.
And we talked about income threshold. You think, you know, for a family of four, $92,000, but that's not four kids, that's four total family members. So if you have four kids, what would the income threshold be? She's looking at her chart.
Yes, I am. I'm cheating on my chart here. But if you assumed a two-parent, four-child household, so six people in your household, you would be $124,800.
So, I mean, a lot of people are going to be within that income threshold that send their kids to Catholic schools right now and think, you know, I could really use some help.
Yeah, we estimate really that north of 60% of Indiana's students would qualify for this program.
Well, now, Gina, do most of the schools that get these funds use them all instantly, or do they have like a bank of funds that are there available if parents ask for it?
Yes, different schools operate in different ways when it comes to that. Many of our schools utilize the funds as they get them. Others have been able to build up a slight reserve so that if there are families who face a crisis or have a significant change in their income eligibility, they then are able to support them. And yet others are really try to forecast out based on the past years what amount they will need to reserve per child based on eligibility. So we really leave that to the local school to make that informed decision based on their particular student needs.
What about the families? Like, what kind of an impact have you seen on the families? Like with the parents, you know, like just maybe some responses that they've had with their kids.
Yeah, I would love to give you the story. If anyone knows Father Chris Waddleton, I'll give a huge shout out to him and the previous principal at Holy Cross Central, which is one of our urban schools in the heart of Indianapolis. Between the two of them and the wonderful staff at Holy Cross, 1 year we were able to see more than 40 students get baptized. That did not include their parents and other siblings who were not students, and that had to do with being in this incredible faith community. I got to tease Father Chris the following year and tell him he was a little bit of a slacker because he only baptized another 39.
That's hilarious. So we just have about 1 minute left. So if people wanted to find out more about this, or if they wanted to donate, what's the best place for them to go to learn more about the program?
The best place to go is to visit the website at IndianaTaxCreditScholarship.org, and all the information is right there for families to see if they might qualify, for donors to learn more and go ahead and process a donation online if they choose to do so by credit card, and for schools, if there's some more schools out there that are saying, hey, maybe we do want to participate in this program, there's also information there on how schools can participate.
And we would also ask that individuals who have heard this program also talk to others about it, because we realize that by spreading awareness of this incredible opportunity for both our young people and donors, we can really make a huge difference in our church today.
My guests today have been Betsy Wiley, President and CEO for the Institute for Quality Education, and Gina Fleming, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. We've been talking about quality education for all and the scholarship tax credit program. Thank you so much, and God bless you in your work.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.